Despite red tide, sea turtles laid a near record number of nests last year on beaches from Longboat Key to Venice. As WUSF's Kathy Carter reports, scientists at Moat Marine Laboratory have monitored this area for nearly 40 years.
It's just after sunrise on Sarasota's Lido Beach and the start of Sea Turtle Patrol for moat biologist Melissa Bernhard.
We're just walking down the beach from the Lido Pavilion. We have a report of a possible nest a couple hundred feet down, so we're just going to walk down to it and see if it is a nest and take some data on it.
Sarasota County has the highest density of loggerhead sea turtle nests on the Gulf of Mexico. But on this morning, the reported nest is what scientists call a false crawl. That's when a female sea turtle heads back to the water without nesting.
The track is continuous throughout. A nest involves her disguising it, so it leaves a small mound where the track is no longer visible.
Most female sea turtles return to the same beach year after year, crawling out of the water at nighttime to dig and then laying about 100 eggs. Bernhard says there are any number of reasons why this turtle decided not to nest.
She could have crawled up and said, oh, this sand isn't what I want it to be. I'm anthropomorphizing, but something along those lines. Or she could have been frightened by something, lights or person or a predator.
Despite the challenges of beach erosion, pollution, and coastal development, Bernhard says scientists are cautiously optimistic about the increase in nesting numbers. The 2019 season runs through October 1st and so far is on pace to surpass last year's figures. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.